Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
Can we have Red Bull?
You need Red Bull to keep yourself going, man?
I don't know. I was drinking Red Bull and he turned the camera on.
Let's just do
this. I'll tell you exactly why you need Red Bull.
Why is that?
Because you ain't closing enough jobs. You ain't got enough energy. Because I'm telling you, man, when you close, it gives you energy.
Are we going to talk about closing today?
Yes, sir, we are.
All right.
Good morning.
Another Monday morning here.
Hey, look, we're both blue.
I know. Make the video, dude.
Dude, next time, call me and let me know what color shirt you're wearing.
All right, I'm wearing blue.
The Blue Boys coming at you this morning. Good to have you on the show.
No, they're not on the show. We are.
Yeah, we're on the show.
Okay.
They're just watching us. Dude, just cut to the chase. We're going to talk about closing this morning. We're you know, the importance of closing. Why is it so important that, like, people close, you know? Why should you, like, close projects?
Nothing happens until something is sold.
What do you mean?
All right.
Hey,
nobody gets to benefit from your amazing roofing solution until you sell them on signing a contract with you, right? Does he benefit without giving you money? Do you benefit without closing him?
No. What's going to happen to the building owner if he goes with somebody else?
Oh, he's going to get screwed.
Yeah, he's going to get screwed. And you have to be that sold.
Hey, look.
I was with a guy the other day, and this is how sold I am
on our system, okay?
I was with a guy the other day, and I told him this. This guy has a lot of roofs, okay? And he's tried
He's got like millions of square feet.
He's tried a lot of different things, okay? Here's what I know.
He's got screwed a lot of times.
And here's what I know. And I told him this. I said, I am so sold on our system being the right solution for you. Hey, I told this guy this. I'm so sold on our system being the right system for you that I believe if you hire anybody else, you are gonna get screwed. And we will be coming in here in the near future and doing this over what they just did. And he looked at me and he said, I believe you. That's because he'd been hired 11 other guys.
All right, but you had that confidence too. Like the people that are the most sold will do the most selling.
Yeah, because you only sell as you're sold.
Yeah.
So number one rule of closing is you have to be confident. And the only way you're going to build confidence is being sold on what you're doing. If you think that offering that roof for $100,000 is too much money, you're not going to sell it very effectively. You know, you'll get a couple lucky ones, but you're not going to have control of that sale. And if you're going to have control of that sale, you have to be confident. The person that's the most confident is doing the most winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So number one rule, have confidence.
Yep.
And, you know, something you got to bring to every sale is you got to bring value. Okay. If your value doesn't exceed the price, people ain't going to give you money.
Yep.
Okay. So I told this guy the other day, I said, hey, I'm just going to be straight up with you. I said, if you're looking for the cheapest upfront price, I said, we're probably not your guys. There's other phone guys out here. And he had already hired other phone guys, not Conklin guys, to come in. And I looked at what he had done and it was 7-8 years old. I said, our phone don't look like that in 30 years.
Yeah.
I've been on 30-year phone roofs. I said, our stuff don't look like that in 30 years. So I said, just because this guy's cheaper doesn't mean he's cheap. I said, let's take the life expectancy of the product and divide it by the price, or the price by the life expectancy of years. That's what it's going to cost you every year. He said, I get it.
Yep.
I said, so just something to keep in mind when you're looking at the upfront price. You know, ask him, well, hey, what's your life expectancy before you have to pump more money into it? You know, I said, do some math on that and you're going to find out really quick that oftentimes doing it right and doing something that's going to last the longest is going to be your cheapest price, even though it's your most upfront, because it's just going to last on and on and on and on. And this guy's kind of under the impression that, you know, any roof you do is just going to be a continued maintenance. I looked at him. I said, that should be normal, man. When you do it right and you hire the right guys,
yep.
Dude, we're going to give you an 18-year non-throw rate warranty. It'll be the most maintenance-free roof you've ever had.
Yep.
And I know the guy was sold on what we had, but the reason he's sold also is because, hey, we're sold. We came in there with confidence and, you know, we didn't really have any question about what we're doing. We know where we're going. We know what we got. We know the quality of our product. And that's the cool thing about working with a company like Conklin is that we have the true proven track record. We have the proven history. And if you question anything, it's not Conklin, it's your abilities.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, don't be afraid to ask for the money.
When you're going in on that first contact and you give them a bid, parts of closing as a like starting step would be, when are you guys looking at getting the project done? When are you guys looking at moving forward with something like this? And kind of get a commitment out of him where he says, hey, we're going to be doing something within 2 weeks, or we're going to be doing something by this August. Or so you kind of, you know, you're on the same, you know, playing field. You understand him. He understands you. I've told building owners many, many a time, I've said, you know, let us know yay or nay either way, so we know for our scheduling. You know, I had one guy I followed up with probably after 2 months of just follow up, calling him multiple times. I just called him back and I said, let us know either way. You know, it's a large project. This is what I did to close this one. It's a large project. It was about $200,000 worth of foam. I said, I put you in a slot when I bid the job because you said you're probably going to do it. That slot's coming up. That's in 3 weeks from now. We're going to get to you. If you don't go ahead with it now, you're going to get bumped to the end of the list. And we've signed contracts since you, but because it's a large project, we've got you in. I actually got my dad scheduled to come in and do the foam. And he was like, okay, I'll call you by Friday. And he called us and we got the project because we build some urgency in there. So, you know, but had I not asked him when I bid the job, when are you guys going to move with it? I wouldn't have been able to put him in the 1st of September, which is what we did. And because he had told me probably the 1st of September. So I called dad and I said, hey, it looks like the 1st of September we'll do this job. It's 50,000 square feet. Boom, boom, boom. So I was able to call him, say, I got you in this time slot. Are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? Let me know either way so I can either put something else in there or I can get you done. Mm-hmm. And so just build some urgency in with those things. Don't be afraid. But I would say just to start with closing is kind of get a commitment from them when they're going to do something. And that's just a good starting point. We want to do a lot more videos on closing in the future, bringing you like tips, bringing you just some things that, you know, some closing questions, maybe some objections and how to overcome some of those objections and some of those things. But for now, just know, don't be afraid to ask for the money. Find out when they're doing the projects and you'll actually see your closing ratio like go up because you're getting commitment out of them. And I would say most business owners, you know, they're going to respect the person that tactfully asks for money.
Yep.
Okay. If they don't, then they don't understand what we're talking about right here. Yep. Then they probably have a business that's struggling themselves, because if they don't have salespeople out there doing what we're talking about right here, you can pretty much be assured they're going to be struggling as well. So, you know, don't be scared to ask for the money. You know, one thing that I would ask them is, you know, are you the person that makes the decision or who is in charge of making a decision? Because you have to find it out really quickly. I mean, if you're dealing with a maintenance guy, you can talk to a blue in the face and the maintenance guy is not cutting you the check. He can influence the owner. He can go to the building owner and he can say, hey, you know what? I got these three contracts, but this guy's the deal. I'd go with him. That's where you want to be at. And so that's just a closing question that you can ask him. Hey, who makes the decision? And is there a chance that I can maybe come back at a later date and just pitch this to whoever makes the decision? And he might say, well, we're doing a board meeting next Thursday or next month. Is there a chance I can come back in and do our presentation? And more than likely, most of the times they'll tell you, he'll be like, no, I understand the system. I'll pitch it to him. I like what you're doing. See, now you're starting to get a little bit of commitment. I like what you're doing. I'm going to push hard for you. I've got that over and over and over and over. And when like maintenance goes in and we just were on some big roofs for American Airlines. And that's what they told us there. You get this guy. This guy's going to corporate and he's taking three contracts to corporate. And I'm just like, I told him this, well, I hope to influence you that you go to corporate and you're like, these guys are the deal because we want to do this project for you. And he's going to do everything in his power to influence corporate American Airlines to go with us. Next week, we're going out to Philadelphia, which is a good sign. They already asked us to go to Philadelphia and go look at roofs for them. So, you know, that's another, just a quick little closing tip. Find out who cuts the check. See if you can get in front of that person. If you can't, then just influence the guy you have. And hopefully he goes and represents you very well.
You know, there's many, many more ways and we'll keep, you know, bringing you value. We'll keep bringing you, you know, tips and ways that, you know, might help you get more of those closes on that first or second contact. But, you know, a lot of it, as we talked about in the last video last week, is following up. You know, a lot of it is continued follow up.
We do appreciate you guys tuning in again. I hope you guys have an awesome week. See you next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was brought to you by the Smarter Roofer Growth Alliance, our private community for commercial roof coating contractors just like you. Inside, you'll get early access to the raw video recordings of our bi-weekly podcast sessions. You'll also unlock instant access to all 31 of our GEMS Monday Morning Motivational videos. Plus, you'll get proven strategies, tools, and a network of commercial roofers just like you. If you want to grow your business faster, smarter, and with the right support, join us today by going to smarterroofer.com/grow. Join us on the inside at smarterroofer.com/grow.